News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Fig Now Brain On is with us from the Hothouse Flowers to talk about the horrifying rise of AI-generated trad music. But before that, I'm going to exploit my position. Fig, I was delighted. I'm a dyed-in-the-wool fan of the Night and Day Festival. So I was already bought and paid for going to Night and Day when they released the lineup. And to see the Hothouse Flowers in there was a great discovery. Can I pressure you to do It'll Be Easier in the Morning at some point on the set list?
Absolutely, Anton.
Come on. Just,
listen, get down the front and shout it up. Because
you, got
you might have noticed, if you've been to any Hot House Flowers gigs lately, there's no set list. And things can veer off into all kinds of adventurous directions and so on. But if you're there in front of me and you holler up, It'll Be Easier in the Morning, please, we'll go straight into it.
I will bring a spare pair of boxers and fling them at you by way of gratitude, Fig. Now, what you are here to discuss is the awful prospect of AI-generated traditional music, because there are now artists on Spotify, artists, bots, with hundreds of thousands of streams and listens to quasi-trad. Is there any argument to be made that it, even if it is mechanically generated, it is at least spreading the interest in the music?
I don't think so. I mean, it'd be a weak argument if you wanted to make it. But, you know, just listening to some of the traditional, I mean, I was listening to the, there's an artist called Delta Ash and another one called Sonara on Spotify at the moment. They're kind of, you know, that you can see that the AI generated image of this pop star is, or trad star. It's so cliched. It's actually bordering on inappropriate, in fact, in terms of the imaging that it's used. And then the kind of the folk rock versions of Wild Horses or whatever with the trad instruments added in. You can hear that they're fake instruments.
But that's not necessarily a bad thing, is it? I mean, we've had now several decades of very good electronic music, some of it completely mechanically generated, that has been very popular.
Sure, but at the heart of the really good electronic music is a human being creating this electronic music, and that's been going on for generations. You know, I mean, you can go right back to the early 70s when, you know, you've Sly and the Family Stone experimenting with one of the very early drum machines in Sly's Winnebago, and they come up with Family Affair. You know, you can hear that very primitive drum machine in the background, but they've come up with that idea for the song. And similarly with great electronic music these days, and there are many, many great electronic artists, there is somebody there with an idea, with an emotion, with a story to tell. Whether it's a sonic story or a lyrical story, it doesn't really matter. But that music reaches into the heart of the listener and has authenticity.
Now, this
whereas
is to
music
somebody,
made by bots doesn't.
This is coming from you, who has been immersed in the area and is expert in the area and is a musician and can hear the difference. Can the punters tell?
Well, you know, that's a very good question. And I think some punters can and some punters can't. I mean, there's been pop music that you might as well have been generated by AI bots that's been made for years, well before AI. But that's a production thing, you know. That's polish and sheen and shallowness being marketed to the young listener, perhaps, arguably. But, you know, I think most people want to connect with the artists that they love. And the other huge thing, of course, Anton, is that most people want to go and see them live, which is not possible with these AI artists, so to speak.
Well,
you can't go to a gig.
Gorillaz proved that people will go and attend cinema screens full of comic characters, so who knows what the future may hold.
True, and holograms and all of that, that's going to be, you know, I mean, good luck to them. That's going to be very, very, very expensive to produce. They're not going to be producing that on the revenue stream that they're going to be getting from Spotify.
Correct, and this brings us back to where we started. We can't stand down the front at Night and Day and roar requests at you. I will see you in about 3 weeks, Fiacna. Thank you very much, Fiacna.
Cheers.
From the Hot House Flowers.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.